All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Werzer. It's Wednesday, November 30th, the final day of November. It's going to be a day to dig out after a winter storm dumped up to 9 inches of snow, snarled traffic, closed schools, and prompted delays at the Twin Cities Airport yesterday. The snow and reduced visibilities made driving difficult. The State Patrol responded to almost 400 crashes. 41 resulted in injuries. There were 285 vehicles, including 33 semi-trucks that spun off the road. Cleaning off those roads, sidewalks, and driveways will be a cold task today. Blustery winds of 30, 40, 45 miles an hour will have a bite to them. Today's high, 15 to 21 degrees. More on the forecast in a few. Union nurses at more than a dozen hospitals in the Twin Cities and northeastern Minnesota will vote throughout the day today to authorize a strike. Back in September, around 15,000 nurses walked out for 3 days, but negotiations since then have not led to contract agreements. If nurses do authorize a strike, they will not walk off the job immediately. They have to wait 10 days and may take longer than that. Minneapolis residents can share their opinions at a City Hall hearing this afternoon on proposed changes to the police civilian oversight system. Matt Sepik explains.
A measure before the City Council would combine the Office of Police Conduct Review and the Police Conduct Oversight Commission into a single entity with 15 appointed civilian members. Any discipline recommendations would come from 4-member review panels that include 2 police officers. The police chief would still have the final say. Critics contend the plan does not make any meaningful changes. Jay Yates with the Twin Cities Coalition for Justice for Jamar is calling for an elected board that has real disciplinary authority.
We need real reform that has teeth. We need things that actually take away the power of the police to abuse us.
State law bans police review panels from issuing direct disciplinary decisions. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
In other news, some budget items could get early attention from the Minnesota legislature in January. Brian Baxt reports.
State lawmakers left billions of dollars unspent when they adjourned their last session in May without adopting a budget deal. DFL House Speaker Melissa Hortman says the money presents an opportunity to move quickly on priority items when lawmakers reconvene, both on the spending side and lining up Minnesota's tax code with recent federal law changes.
In the finance arena, I mean, a jolt in education, a jolt in public safety, doing tax conformity would make sense to expedite. And then there are other pieces that are more substantial parts of the budget debate that will have to be in the mix with all sorts of other options that might offset them.
Hortman's party will control both legislative chambers as DFL Governor Tim Walz begins his second term. That could allow for fast consideration in areas of agreement. A new 2-year budget will be approved in the spring. I'm Brian Baxt at the Capitol.
2 recounts will begin Monday in a pair of northeastern Minnesota House races. Republican challengers lead DFL incumbents in both the House District 3A and District 3B elections. Entering the recount, 23-term DFL Representative Mary Murphy trails Republican Natalie Zelensikar by 35 votes. 4-term Representative Rob Eklund is down 15 votes to his Republican challenger, Roger Scraba. An iconic radio station in far northern Minnesota will go dark, but only for a while. Ely's WELY radio has been sold to a northern Wisconsin broadcasting company. WELY was owned by the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa. The band sold WELY to Shell Lake, Wisconsin-based Zoe Communications, which owns 11 other radio stations in northwestern Wisconsin. The sale price, $130,000. WELY's quirky programming is not expected to change much, according to its new owner. Sports, the Timberwolves host the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. The Wolves will be without all-star forward Karl-Anthony Towns. He left Monday's game with what the team says is a calf strain. He's expected to miss several games. The forecast today, cloudy skies, chance of flurries and patchy blowing snow because of those high winds I mentioned. Highs today, 15 to 21 degrees. Partly cloudy skies overnight, lows of 0 to 10 above. Again, pretty windy overnight. Tomorrow, not as cold, not as windy. Sunny skies, highs in the upper 20s in the northeast, 30s in the southwest. And finally, remember hearing about those 200 anglers who had to be rescued off a chunk of ice that broke free from the shores of Upper Red Lake earlier this week? Well, two of those anglers heard the ice crack, but were kind of busy to really take full notice. Andy LaBarge and Lydia Thole from Keewatin, Minnesota, kept fishing because just prior to all the hubbub, Andy proposed marriage to Lydia in the most Minnesota way possible. He tied the ring onto her line when she wasn't looking and then told Lydia, "Hey, there's a fish on your bobber." She reels it up and there's the ring. He gets down on a knee and proposes. She says, "Well, yeah." That was a pretty brave move, Andy, to send the diamond down into the deep. He says he was a little worried that a fish could grab it, but it worked out. And then the ice cracked. And the happy couple were rescued off the floating ice chunk on a boat. Some people might be upset their engagement took such a weird turn. Not Lydia. She says, it's an awesome story. And she's right. The two plan to get married in September. If you're looking for more news right now, you can always stream us by going to nprnews.org. Download the news app, tell your smart speakers to play NPR News, or just turn on the radio. I hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Worzer.